How much trade does BGP do with Indonesia at the moment?
Quite significant. We're doing mandarins out of Queensland and Victoria. We do oranges out of Victoria. We ship oranges, maybe not suitable for the Australian listener, but we ship oranges out of South Africa. We ship oranges, mandarins out of Egypt, mandarins out of Pakistan, and grapes out of Australia and California.
And how long has BGP, I guess, had a trading relationship with Indonesian wholesalers?
More than 20 years.
Is it an easy country to do business in? I guess you just mentioned quite a lot of countries that BGP is involved with. How does Indonesia rate in terms of ease of doing business?
It's not easy, but once you understand whatever regulations they have in place and come to grips with the system that is working, then it becomes a little bit easier.
And so what are some of the biggest barriers or hurdles you face doing business there?
It's just getting ahead around their procedures in terms of getting a quota, establishing a verification order, the possibility that, you know, you haven't got all your documents in a row all correct, the problem of getting inspection done in Australia or anywhere else where you're shipping from. These are just ongoing issues that need to be addressed each time you make a shipment.
And so it's just, I guess, dealing with a big foreign bureaucracy that makes it difficult.
It's not so much difficult, it's just time-consuming. And it's just another chore that needs to be done.
A lot of the times when business people from different countries are doing business together, there's cultural differences around the way, I guess, meetings are held and things like that. Are they things that you've encountered as well in doing business with Indonesia?
As I said, I've been doing business for 20 years and I think we have some pretty good relationships over there. I don't experience any cultural problems, but I think doing business anywhere in Asia, you need to be to recognise that they may have different ideas about the way things should be done and the way people should behave. And once you recognise that, then you can get down to the business.
And I guess aside from the time-consuming paperwork in terms of getting shipments into Indonesia, is there a willingness to do business with Australia?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We're very close to them. We're fairly quick. We actually respond to their requirements, whereas many other countries just find it too difficult. Australia will bend over backwards to try and make the business work, whereas some people in other countries just can't be bothered.
And do you think it's because of that proximity?
I think it's not only proximity. Proximity helps in a sense that it makes it, if you've got a market situation developing and they want some grapes, then Australia is close enough to do it if we're willing to go through the hoops to make it happen. Whereas if they place the order with someone in California, then they don't know whether they're going to go through the hoops to start with. It's a fairly long way away. And by the time the fruit gets to Indonesia, the market conditions may be entirely different.
I guess moving to the consumer, you know, what is the average Indonesian consumer buying Australian produce? What do they look like? Are they, I guess, middle class, professional, urban-based?
They tend to be middle class, higher income type of consumer. Australian fruit is valued for it's an imported fruit, and there's some sort of kudos involved in buying imported fruits.
On that, to put it in terms that I'm more familiar with, the amount of stories we do with China, talking about how their growing urbanised middle class sees Australian fruit as, I guess, cleaner and greener than fruit produced in their own country. Is that something that, or is that a similar kind of attitude that Indonesian consumers might have?
No, I don't believe so. I think it plays a role, but it's not the main reason they would buy Australian fruit. They like the quality of the fruit compared to what else is on offer, and they have the money to be able to pay for it, so therefore they buy it. Whereas China is very much a situation where they will buy it because the flavour profile of the Australian fruit is good and the food safety aspect is covered. So there's sort of two reasons why the fruit will sell quite well in China.
How much domestic competition is there on the shelves in Indonesia? Does Indonesia have its own quite large horticulture industry?
It has. They suffer from infrastructure shortcomings in terms of getting the product to market. The competition is not necessarily with the same product. It is generally in the fruit category. So if someone's got a limited amount of money, then they'll to buy fruit, they'll spend it wisely. If they've got a little bit more money, then they'll try some imported fruit. But it comes back to how much money they've got in the wallet to start with.
Has the process, that time-consuming process of getting shipments into Indonesia, has that been improving slowly?
No. Well, it's improved in the last 12 months, but 20 years ago it was really quite easy. But then it became significantly more difficult. We've had our trials and tribulations in Indonesia. The Asian currency crisis back in the 90s really sort of upset the apple cart a bit. But since we've been back in with good marketing potential, which is basically 2000, it's got harder. Just now it's getting a little bit easier.
And so I guess watching the election in the country and the platforms of the two different leaders, are you confident that there'll be further changes made if the election result goes either way?
I have some concerns that it's not going to be helpful for us. There's a fairly strong rural lobby in support of one of the candidates, and that lobby needs to be repaid in some way.
And so they'd be pushing, I guess, for protection of local industries?
One would have to have some concern in that direction, yes. It's a great market for Australia, and we just need to work harder to make sure it continues that way.
Are there things that the Australian government or Australian business groups could be doing on our side to make some of those time-consuming processes a bit easier?
Continual Australian representation to try and remove some of the bureaucratic processes is ongoing and needs to be continued. If we look away, then there'll be another regulation that will make things a little bit tougher introduced. So it's just a question of continually attending to the market, and that's what most markets are like anyway. You've just got to continually be there to try and make the trade lanes just work a little more smoothly.